What about sometimes there's one, they have a kind of thing that's that comes straight up out of the ground like this, and it usually doesn't have any trees up on top.
A knoll?
A knoll, yeah. Are there any things around here like that that you know of?
Only in Dallas. I always think about grassy knolls and I stay off of them. No, Mike,
okay.
Help me.
Well, you're giving me the answers I want. There's one pronunciation item I want, though. If I want to go from one room to another and the door is closed, I put my hand on the...
Doorknob?
Okay, yeah.
Knob heel. What are you talking about? I can't...
Knob, yeah. Sometimes a heel is called a knob.
Nuh-uh.
Not around here?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
Knob heel, yeah. No.
That's San Francisco.
Yeah,
fact. And then a big, large thing, much higher than a hill, is called a...
mountain.
Okay. And the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp. That's a...
cliff.
Okay. And sometimes up in the mountains there's a where a road goes through it, a low place between the mountains, that's called...
it's a valley.
A valley. Okay. Any other words for that? Where you pass through the mountain?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Like what?
Notch. Okay.
Where is Five Notch Road? That's in Athens. Go ahead.
Okay.
Notch. No, I never heard that.
Okay. Let me see. Place where boats on the river might come up and dock, you call that?
A dock.
A dock, okay. Does it make any difference if it's built out into the water?
No.
Okay.
No.
Or if it's alongside the bank?
Still a dock.
Still a dock.
The dock goes out, or it's alongside the bank.
Okay. What about where big ocean-going vessels come into at Savannah? Would you call that a dock too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A wash where you have warehouses. A dock is where the boats come up.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, Mike. You know, like you go down to Myrtle Beach or Edisto, not something like Hilton Head, but one of those family beaches, you have pilings and rocks built out into the ocean. What do you call those?
Well, I might call them a pier.
No, these are not for people, really. They're to keep erosion down.
Oh, yeah. Trying to think what those things are called. I know, but I can't think of it.
A groin.
Groin? I don't know.
That must be a very coastal term because we've always called them groins. Lane and I grew up down at Valona, which is on the Georgia coast, and I mentioned that. I don't think she'll hear it. If she does, just hit her. But I mentioned that to Cecil Rogers, who went down to Edisto, and I said, oh, be careful when you go out on the groins, because the, and he said, what? You've not heard that?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
No. Well, you say you grew up down there, right?
No, I'm sorry. I spent summers down
spent
there.
Summers
they, his
down
family
there.
Had a house down there.
Where
they
at?
Bought it. Well, it, let me see. Do you know where Sapelo Island is?
A vague idea.
Okay,
is that north of Savannah?
It's south
of
Savannah and north of Brunswick.
Uh-huh.
Sapelo is part, it was Reynolds on the island. He turned it over to the University of Georgia. But anyway, it's one of those chains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lanny's family owned a house at Valona, which is on the inland waterway, but on the shoreline.
I see.
Right there at Sapelo, and we used to go down every summer.
Did you ever go down to the, did your family when you were a kid have a lot of contact with the coast?
Yeah.
How? In what way?
Mama, when she was little, they had friends that